the International Atomic Energy Agency turned up the heat today on Iran. The 35-nation Board of Governors of the IAEA gave Iran an ultimatum: stop all its clandestine nuclear weapons activity by the end of October, or present convincing evidence that the country is not developing nuclear weapons. Iran's delegation walked out of the meeting in Vienna. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story.
There have now been two extensive reports from the IAEA on what is believed to be Iran's clandestine nuclear weapons development. The most recent indicates the presence of particles of bomb-grade uranium at a uranium enrichment facility that is under construction. The resolution adopted at the IAEA today calls on Iran to suspend all further uranium enrichment work, ensure that there are no more failures to report to the agency activities it is required to report, and now disclose fully all of the nuclear pursuits it has been trying to hide over the past year, but which IAEA inspectors have uncovered. Speaking in Vienna after the board's decision, IAEA head Mohammed Al-Baradei welcomed the decision.
The board is sending a very powerful message of support to the agency's work, to my work in verifying Iran's nuclear program. It's also sending a very powerful message to Iran that they need to cooperate fully and immediately and to show complete transparency.
The resolution was sponsored by Japan, Australia, and Canada and had the support of more than 20 members of the board, including the United States. The resolution was adopted without a vote. Iran's delegation to the IAEA walked out of the meeting saying it rejects the resolution in the strongest terms. In a written statement, the Iranian delegation said the U.S. was behind the move because it entertains the idea of invasion of yet another territory. The U.S. aims, in the words of the Iranians, to re-engineer and reshape the entire Middle East. The Iranians say they will have to review now just how much they intend to cooperate with the IAEA. Kenneth Brill, the U.S. representative at the Vienna meeting, rejected the Iranian charges.
Our Iranian colleague sought to politicize the issue and brought into the board a series of threats and political statements and did not choose to address any of the technical issues before us. This is an issue that lends itself to technical resolution. Simple answers to direct questions can bring us to the truth.
Initially, the Bush administration wanted this meeting of the IAEA board to declare Iran in non-compliance with its nuclear safeguard obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, to which Iran does legally adhere. But the U.S. acquiesced to today's resolution establishing the October 31st deadline. Robert Einhorn, a former Assistant Secretary of State for Non-Proliferation Issues, gives credit to the administration for handling it in this way.
They're using the appropriate, legitimate, multilateral machinery to try to get at the bottom of this problem. So even though the administration had to fall back a bit, it couldn't get the finding of non-compliance that it wanted, this is nonetheless a very strong resolution, and it really puts Iran on the spot.
There will almost certainly be a finding of Iranian non-compliance if Tehran does not come clean by the deadline, and that will automatically move the issue to the UN Security Council and the possibility that Iran will face economic sanctions for its nuclear weapons activities. In that case, it would become illegal for any state to cooperate with Iran on any nuclear activity, including providing technology for nuclear power plants. As one U.S. official put it today, the noose around Iran is tightening. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.